This week on the Auntie Donna podcast. Oh shit. Fuck.
Keep it all.
I'm keeping it.
This week on the Auntie Donna podcast, we feel like Willy Wonka as we go to a magical land of chocolate. Chocolate everywhere. Cool. Rivers of chocolate. Chocolate. On the Auntie Donna podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Auntie Donna podcast, a new 15-part Patreon Auntie Donna Club exclusive podcast where each week the three performing members of Auntie Donna all try a new pud that Tom has bought for us. But the twist is we recorded all 15 episodes in one day, so we might be a bit sick of pud by the end of it. Tom, what pud are we trying this week?
Okay, so this week we have the oldest sibling of last week's Caramello pudding. We have the Cadbury Dairy Milk Chocolate Malting Pudding 2-pack, a light and airy milk chocolate sponge with a gooey milk chocolate centre. Again, you're looking for this at your local Coles, you're going to go down to the freezer section, you're going to find it as a frozen 2-pack pudding with chocolate in the middle instead of Caramello from last week.
So obviously the classic. This was the one that would have come out first. I mean, maybe they both came out together, but if they were bringing out one first, it would have been this. It
double
absolutely
choc.
Would have been this.
Tom, can you get this at Woolworths?
I'm not sure. I'll check if it's an exclusive.
Because you're saying it's available at Coles, but I think it's a bit unfair to, you know, to just say it's only available at Coles.
No, that's true. I'll check Woolworths online. I'll get
and at Aldi, it might be the same product, but it's branded as Kubatenstang. But you don't know. I don't know LDs. I don't know.
I think they have an Australian marketing department. They'd probably call it Choc Pud or something.
Maybe we could try all the Aldi puds.
Look, if this is successful, please send in your letters. Send in your emails. We want to hear your feedback.
And we'll publish them. We'll publish two.
Do you want to see a season two of the podcast? We're three episodes in. We've recorded 15. Maybe don't jump the gun on that request, but let's see.
I will be opening a P.O. box for this.
Yeah, nice.
Can I say first up on the smell? The removal of the caramel takes away some of that sweetness on the nose, actually allows some of the more subtle flavours to shine. Surprisingly, I was expecting nothing at all because all I could smell was caramel last week. But now I'm starting to see some more of what's going on here. So
smells the same to me. Smells the same to me on the surface. What I am excited...
Smells like a pudding.
I feel like I know what to expect here, but what I'm hoping for... I guess all I can do is share my hopes and expectations for this pud. I've already had a pud that's very similar by the same company. The only difference, I imagine, is the saucy centre, which I famously last week had a bit of a problem with.
You pounded that sauce, bro.
I did. I really didn't like that sauce. It was too... It tasted too much like confectionery to me as opposed to a caramel, which I famously love. I love a caramel. But here, I'm expecting this might be a little better. Now, I did microwave this over an hour ago, so it has gone a little cold, and
Mark, 3 weeks ago. We're trying to keep the...
No, but we say in the intro we recorded them more than one day.
Just for clarity for the audience, you microwaved this 3 weeks ago.
No, it says, I said at the start of this episode, but the twist is we recorded all 15 episodes in one day.
Oh, absolutely. They know we recorded it in one day, but just for clarity so they can understand it on their terms, you microwaved it 3 weeks ago.
I microwaved
Tom, forgot last week to say, let's get eating the pud.
Someone jumped the gun and just started eating because they got fed up.
I was guilty.
Yeah.
Guilty. No, you're not guilty.
Let's dive in. I'm so excited to see whether the chocolate sauce changes my mind about this pud in general. As I said last week, after that caramel pud, I felt an immediate need to excuse myself to the bathroom and shit. Broden politely asked, do you need to go to the bathroom before this? And I said, no, I think I can actually hold on for one more pud. So let's see if this is the pud that pushes Mark over the edge into to go and do a pud.
Anyone else getting a slight oakiness? Anyone else getting a slight oakiness?
No, no,
that's getting an oakiness, a little bit of molasses, and just a touch of red wine.
Mark, wait.
Wait, Mark.
You can
dig in.
All together now.
Fuck's sake.
Let's get
eaten.
Eaten pud.
All right, here we go.
I should have bought myself a pud.
No, it's not the point. The whole point is you're not having the puds. You're like a...
Yeah, I'm a Matt Preston type.
Do you want to feel while we eat?
Yeah. So Mark's with his giant spoon there. He's getting right into the middle to try that sauce. Broden's looks a little bit dry. He's got a plate there. Can't even see the sauce on Broden's. Oh, no, there's some sauce there. Zach's putting his out of shot. Having a little teaspoon out of his little plate.
Tom, I reckon I just had a thought.
Yeah.
You should look up some pud facts for this bit.
All right.
You know, while we try it, you just say a pud fact, like where the pud was invented.
Or just, yeah, even pud in general, not this pud in particular, maybe just general pud facts.
So, here we are.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got my thoughts.
Wow.
I definitely have my thoughts.
Let's hear them.
All right, well, funnily enough, the best comparison for this pud is not the caramel pud that I just had, in my opinion, but rather the Coles pud we had 2 weeks ago. The first pud that we tried, that
Sorry, Mark,
is a lot...
Mean, when you say 2 weeks ago, do you mean...
I mean just before you... Yeah. You got to be clear about how you want us to talk about
sake,
this.
For my brain, I'm a little confused.
All right. That's a lot closer to this pud, and I would compare those two as opposed to this to the last one. Did I like it? No. But was it better than the previous pud? Yes. The sauce in this is a lot subtler. It's richer rather than sweeter, and I think it does complement the cake better. But the more I try the cake, the less I am pud-azy about this pud.
What?
Pud-azy. Crazy.
Oh.
I did not like this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. I might be... I'm over it now. Might be over this.
Well, we got a whole fucking day of this plan, so, man, to go. So fucking... Strap
Plus
on
a couple
in.
Of two-parters, man. We're going to do a couple of two-parters to fill in for the missing puds. So get on. Get on this ship.
It tasted like the other two puds.
It just tasted like the other two?
Do you know what it was? If you took the first pud... If you took the second pud, you mush them together, you got this pud.
Yep.
What do you think about that, assholes?
Agree. Hard agree.
Yeah, what do you think about that? Do you want to know what I reckon? I reckon at the Cadbury Test Kitchen, the first version of this pud tasted a lot more like the Coles Bakery pud from week one.
Yeah.
And this is the compromise of mass production. I have to say it. Yep. I'm going to say it. I'm afraid of who that upsets.
So you reckon it's the same factory, same production line, they just either squirt caramel or squirt chocolate into the middle?
100%. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
It's a bit disappointing.
They'd even be happening side by side, Tom.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. I'm going to say I definitely agree. I was expecting to like the caramello more. I don't think that's the case. I think by virtue of cocoa, which has a depth and a bitterness within it.
Yeah.
What we got was what a little bit closer to what I was hoping they had put into the caramel. We just got a little more.
Mm.
And then that soaked through the pudding. I've got a confession to make. I cooked it more than the recommended 40 seconds. I cooked it for 55 seconds.
Why?
Just felt it needed it. I took it out. I wasn't feeling it. I like
left
my
it in the plastic wrap.
No, Mark.
Oh, right.
I was hoping we'd let that go. No, I cooked it in the blue wrapping and the purple wrapping, saw some of the spillover, and then did go back to the instructions where I'm told I was, you know, where I was a little confused.
Mm.
But apparently that was just my own stupidity. So I'm a big fucking idiot and I don't know anything about
it. That's not what we're saying, Zach. Zach, that's not what we're saying.
I'm over it. Not
All right,
I'm keen for more. I'm having a great time with these puds. I mean, I have my rating ready to go for this one in particular, but I'm excited to see what puds.
That's
what
like
other puds
10 minutes
have
off mark.
What?
We've got double cream's the answer, Tom.
Can I just ask you really quickly before Tom does? I know you're getting sick of the puds. Do you like this pud less than the caramello pud?
I honestly can't tell the difference anymore, man.
Only three puds in.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. The next pud that's lined up is quite different.
I can't in my head differentiate, you know?
I can. If this was a blind taste test, I could tell you in a second what pud is which. I think if you were blindfolded, Broden, you'd be able to tell exactly, because one would be like a chocolatey cake, one would be a caramello cake, and the other would be like someone's punching you in your fucking dick because it's so hard. Because you fucked it up.
That one, texture-wise, yes, I agree.
Yeah. I could tell the difference between these puds in a blind taste test, I think, unequivocally. Tom?
Good for you.
So
fucking hell, good for me!
I would like
Mark, just go back to the Coles one.
Go back?
Yeah, just try a little bit of the Cadbury one, then go back to the Coles one and tell me there's like fucking hell, man, this Coles one is the titan of puds.
I'm a big fan of it.
Fucking hell. Oh my god, it's good.
Wow. Yeah. It's so much stickier. The Coles one, when it gets into your mouth, it feels.
Stop reviewing the wrong pud.
I'm just saying, the Cadbury one surprisingly doesn't evoke that much of a Cadbury dairy milkiness to me. I was expecting it, I guess, to be much sweeter, and the Coles one, in retrospect, when compared to, I'm still very happy with my 3 out of 5 for the Coles one. But the Coles one does have something else going on. Texture-wise, flavor-wise, even the sauce is so much more, and I'm quoting Don May here, but decadent. I would go decadent with the sauce.
Mark,
for the Coles
it's
one.
A formidable pud.
It is a formidable pud. It's a pudmidable pud.
It's a pudmidable pud.
Yeah.
Go, Tom. Get him.
I would like to posit that in my opinion, the perfect pairing for this pud would be a bit of Peter's Neapolitan. Not a very upper-class vanilla bean, but just a little bit of
So not Peter's. The chocolate or the strawberry from that?
No, I would. From the Neapolitan?
Three scoops?
No, just one scoop across the line.
I think anything
you're
to... Fucked,
cunt.
All right.
You're the most fucked cunt I've ever met.
That's a lot. I know what I'm giving this pud. I mean, if I don't know.
What would you serve it with, Mark? Stop jumping at the stars, cunt. What would you serve it with? You made these questions.
I would serve this. I think probably I think I could go ice cream with this because I feel like adding a little sweetness to this wouldn't be the worst thing. So.
But I'm right. You're going to go Peter's over Sara Lee with this though, yeah?
No, I don't know
you're
about
go fancy
that.
Fancy ice cream with this, okay.
Not so much fancy, but just a good
a
vanilla. Yeah, like a good vanilla would be good.
A sorbet.
Can Not I throw a sorbet. Something out here? Can I throw something a little wild out here?
Yeah.
What about this with a Magnum Ego... tub.
Cool. That would be. Oh, a tub. That's a lot. That's a
Not
lot.
Not the whole thing. Like a little scoop of it.
I think you need something simple and sweet to complement this. So that's why I would go just a nice vanilla bean ice cream.
Can I posit something? This is crazy.
Yeah.
Strawberries.
Yes.
Oh, some fresh strawberries. Yeah. Okay. That's not crazy at all, Broden.
You know, at a pinch.
And double cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, double cream and strawberries. Yeah, no, I think that could work, definitely.
You know, at a pinch, I think you could grab some raspberries out of the freezer if you've only got frozen raspberries and a little raspberry sorbet, so long as you don't add sugar to it, I think could work. But I think strawberries are really going to be your best bet here.
I think that's a wonderful addition. I think that would be a wonderful addition to this pud.
It's exactly the sort of sharp acidity that it is crying out for.
You already said double cream. You already said double
cream. It's an ice cream one for me. But
I'm big double cream guy.
Yes, we are. We can tell.
We realize this. Yeah,
we get it.
Broden's the only man I know who would, like, kill his family for a trifle.
Okay, don't open up Zach to this. This is Zach's favourite story about the trifle.
No, I'm sticking very steadfastly to the pud thing, because otherwise I will derail so hard.
Yeah.
So, lucky, we'll it's today's your lucky day, 10. Trifle boy.
I want to say, Tom?
All right, so let's get my predictions out. So, yeah. Mouthfeel, I think similar to the last one, quite dry, probably the only... No, actually quite spongy and soft, the only source of real wetness being the chocolate centre.
Yep, I would agree. Yeah, but
that centre has soaked through prediction. A fair degree. Yeah, so that after might have an just hour. Been sitting here for an yeah. hour, yeah. Or 3 weeks, sorry. Sorry, Mark Happy, 3 weeks.
Sauce to pud ratio, I'm going to go 80-20 again, pud to sauce. I feel that's about right.
Maybe 15-85, but that's correct. Being picky.
And I'm going to go a little less sweet than the caramel, because I know that caramel has that real sugar hit. I want to go 90%, 9 out of 10 for the sweetness, and a solid 0 out of 10 for fruitiness.
I'd probably say a 7 out of 10 for sweetness on this
one. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And I think a 1 out of 10 for fruitiness. There's some notes there. I can't tell you what they are of, but there's some fruity notes there.
I disagree there, but yeah.
All right, let's go around and give our puds out of 5. And
you disagree. Who cares?
I said that. I would say this one is... barely a cut above the last one. Cadbury, a valiant effort. I know it's hard to do a frozen pud. So points there for effort. I would say a 1.5 puds out of 5 puds for this.
Fully agree with you there, Mark, in the sense that it's a little bit better. So it's a 2 for me. On virtue of the fact I gave the caramello a 1.5.
Yeah, you're obligated to give this a 2.
Yeah, but makes me worried because...
You should be, because this is not a 2 out of 5 pud.
And we can't be doing quarters, can we? So it worries me because the gap between this and the 3.5 I gave, the profound experience I had with that Coles pud is worrying. But that's what it is. It's a 2 out of 5, but a shaky 2 out of 5. I've got to say that much.
5 puds from Brian.
Making an absolute fucking joke out of what we're trying to do today. Each of their own. Some people want to fucking take the piss, and that's fine.
The audience will love it. They'll love it.
Yeah, they'll fucking lap it up. They'll be like, he's going to give a 5 again. Fucking Zach and I here. They're fucking busting our asses to try and give our honest opinions. But, you know, hey, we are put others, which is brothers.
It's really got to be a syllable for syllable. You can't be adding syllables.
Put others.
That's just my opinion, though. So
brothers, put others. Yeah, I did add a syllable. Putters.
We're putters.
We're putters. Putters is good.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
See you pud week.
See you.
What? Are we done?
Next week.
Yeah.